USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Without the presidential election being certified, mainstream media and Joe Biden are claiming victory.
Of you who voted for President Trump, I understand the disappointment tonight. I've lost a couple times myself, but now let's give each other a chance.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says proof of voter fraud exists in Pennsylvania. Graham issued a statement saying he had received an affidavit from postal worker Richard Hopkins in Erie, Pennsylvania, claiming post office supervisors had a plan for postal workers to backdate ballots mailed after the election. Graham said they'll be calling on the Department of Justice and the U.S. Postal Service to investigate these claims. Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani says many lawsuits will be filed Monday with details. USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges have been resolved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Tropical Storm Etta made landfall on the south central coast of Cuba early Sunday, bringing the usual storm surges and life-threatening flash flooding. At last report, Etta had a maximum sustained winds of 65 miles an hour and is moving at 12 miles an hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. The NHC said the tropical storm is expected to bring up to 2 feet of rain to parts of Cuba. Ocean water levels will rise 2 to 4 feet above normal tides along the coast. Storm models are predicting Etta will head towards Florida in the coming days. Columbia University researchers are seeing positive results for a nasal spray that prevented COVID-19 infection in tests with ferrets and a 3D model of human lungs. Lipopeptide stops the coronavirus from attaching to the mucous membrane and preventing the virus from taking its necessary shape. Researchers said it should work immediately and last for at least 24 hours and does not need refrigeration. Columbia scientists are planning to rapidly advance the testing of lipopeptide. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
USA Radio News is not calling the presidential race until all legal challenges are resolved. With our explanation is USA Radio News CEO Fred Weinberg.
This is Fred Weinberg, CEO of USA Radio Networks. Many people have asked me why we have not called the presidential race for Joe Biden. It's not our job, nor is it the job of any other news media. That is the job of the Electoral College on December the 14th. There will be court battles, press conferences, statements. Our job is to report that to you. Many of our competitors have a very inflated opinion of themselves. We're reporters, not pundits. When the electors decide, we'll tell you. If it goes to court, we'll tell you. If the courts make a decision, we'll tell you. But we won't pull out a Ouija board, close our eyes, and take a guess. Stay tuned.
NASCAR season finale is today in Phoenix, Arizona. One of the final four racers eyeing the cup is Joey Logano. He tells us he's ready to go.
Yeah, of course we're excited. We're ready to go. This is a great opportunity. We were able to lock ourselves in a couple weeks ago and be able to breathe for a minute and get through to these last couple of races. What a crazy race it was today for those guys trying to get their way in. So, glad we were able to keep some momentum up, get a good starting spot. I don't know where we're going to be for next week yet, but hopefully it's a good starting spot and we're able to fight our way and try to get our second championship.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.